Today's gospel comes from the Last Supper discourse, and so the atmosphere would have been very intense as Jesus is giving this discourse. And the disciples were worried at this time about Jesus' departure, because he's telling them that he's going to be leaving them. And I think we can all understand the concern that the apostles would have experienced. You know, if we were in their shoes, wouldn't we want to stay in the presence of Jesus? You know, wouldn't that be a very, very safe and comfortable place to be? You know, I can imagine the apostles were probably thinking, I'm just going to stay here with Jesus, and I'm pretty sure that that's going to end well if I just stick with him. And yet, all of a sudden, he's telling them that he's leaving. And so why does he do this? How is this going to be beneficial? What Jesus is doing is he's preparing them for the age of the church. His public ministry is coming to an end. He's been with them for 3 years, but he knows that he's going to ascend to the Father after his passion, death, and resurrection, and that the age of the church would begin. And so he tells them that they will be doing the works that he does, and even greater works than those, because he is going to the Father. And so, you know, what does that mean? You know, how can anyone do works that are greater than what Jesus is doing? You know, if someone just told me this line out of context, I'd be a little suspicious. If this weren't in the actual gospel, I'd be like, how can anyone do anything greater than Jesus? But it's because he's ascending to the Father, and he's going to send the Holy Spirit down upon them and upon the church. And the church is going to be given the power to work greater miracles than Jesus performed. You know, they saw Jesus heal the sick. They saw him give sight to the blind. He walked on water. He did incredible miracles. But greater miracles are going to come. St. Augustine said that the justification of the wicked is a greater work than the creation of heaven and earth. Because heaven and earth will pass away, but the justification of the wicked is eternal. And so when someone is baptized, or when someone is in a state of sin, and they go to the sacrament of confession, the consequences of that are greater than the creation of this universe. Because this universe is going to come and go. It's going to pass. It's only here for a limited time. But what happens when someone's baptized, or when someone in a state of sin is brought back to a state of grace in the sacrament of confession, is eternal. So that's pretty profound to think of the reality that what's happening in the sacraments is something greater than the creation of the universe. And as members of the church, we receive the benefits of that. We receive the blessing of the sacraments, and we're able to live in a state of friendship with God and to share his divine nature. Jesus tells the apostles that he is going to prepare a dwelling place for them in his Father's house. And so Thomas is worried, and he says, you know, how do we know the way? We don't know the way to get there. And Jesus says to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. But Jesus is going to leave them. And so if he's the way, the truth, and the life, and he's going to leave them, like, what? How do we find the way? How do we access that life? How do we know what the truth is if Jesus has left? He's no longer walking here amongst us like he was with the apostles. But again, the answer is through the church. Because the church is the mystical body of Christ. It is his ongoing presence in this world. And so in the church, we find life. The grace of the sacraments is the way in which Jesus gives us the life that we need to enter into eternity. And it's where we find the truth. The teachings of the church are guided by the Holy Spirit. You know, the official teachings of the magisterium, the teaching body of the church. And in the church, we find the fullness of truth. Not just a bit and piece of the truth, or a distorted version of the truth, but we find the fullness of truth in the church. and we find the way. The way that we come to our Father is through the church, because it's the mystical body of Christ. So the more deeply we engage in the church, the more deeply we enter into Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. The church is not a man-made institution. There are people in the church. You know, there's real human beings who are flawed. But the church was instituted by Jesus Christ, and it's his mystical body. And so the way that we enter into the church isn't by simply signing up. You know, you can't just fill out an application and you're suddenly members of the church. You know, that's the way human institutions work. But the way that we enter into the church is through baptism. It's a sacrament that incorporates us into Jesus Christ, because the church is his mystical body. And so it's through Jesus and through his mystical body, the church, that we enter into the life of the Trinity. And we find the dwelling in our Father's house. It's common for people today to disregard the necessity of the church. You know, a lot of people think that the church is not necessary, or it's peripheral, or it's just optional. If you want to go to a church, fine. If not, that's fine too. But really, they end up just following themselves. You know, they decide what to believe. They decide how to act. But the problem is, we can't get to heaven on our own power. We don't have the ability to get there. We can't just say we're going to heaven and it suddenly happens. It's Christ who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other path. And he established the church as his mystical body, his instrument of salvation for the human race. And so if all we see in the church is a human institution, then we're missing the fullness of what the church truly is. And so if we truly seek a deep union with the church, we will find a deep union with Jesus Christ. And that is the way and the path to share in the divine nature. It would be amazing if we were able to spend time with Jesus Christ, if he were here walking amongst us like he was with the apostles for 3 years. That would be incredible. But he ascended into heaven, and he gave us something greater than that. He has a higher plan, and that is to give us the church so that we can be transformed by the Holy Spirit and incorporated into Jesus Christ.